a house, ahol én ott maradok,
the house where I'm staying,
szembe,
just across
ottan van,
of its entrance, there is Advaita Vat. Vat means banyan tree. There's a big banyan tree there. When Advaita Acharya visited Vrindavan, he was staying there. And he was also taking care of Madan Gopal.
Sanatana Goswami.
This was before Sanatana Goswami.
És egyszer, amikor ottan volt a kis kutyájában.
And once when he was in his little kutya.
Akkor nem volt ott Advaita Acharya. Akkor
when Advaita Acharya wasn't there, Muslims came.
És muszlimoknak a szokása eltörni murtikát.
And the habit of Muslims is to break the deities.
Amikor Madan Gopal hallotta,
and when Madan Gopal heard that the soldiers are coming,
akkor leugrott az altáról,
he jumped off the altar. And like a little boy, he hid in the bushes. And then he saw that they went. They went in and they saw there's no deities on the altar, and they moved on, the Muslims. When Advaita Acharya came back, and then he saw that Madan Gopal is not on the altar, and he was looking for him. And then he found him in the bushes. And he said, "What are you doing here?" That the soldiers were coming, I had to hide. So Krishna can easily destroy the soldiers, but he also behaves as a little boy. And the house that's the lady's ashram
has Samananda Prabhu-nak a samadhiya.
This is the samadhi of Shyamananda Prabhu.
És pont a sarokba, nem ebbe a sarokba,
just in the corner, not in this corner, but the further corner.
Volt a hely, ahol Srimati Varvani,
there was the place where
bokacsengővel csinált tilakot.
Srimati Radharani made a tilak to Shyamananda Prabhu with her ankle bow. Shyamananda Prabhu was the disciple of Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami oktatta őket.
Jiva Goswami was teaching them.
És amikor nem tanult, akkor tisztította.
And when he was not studying, he was cleaning Vrindavan.
Ez a legmagasabb szolgálat.
This is the highest service.
És ottan söpört.
To sweep, and he was sweeping there.
És amikor söpört, akkor találkozott.
And when he was sweeping, he found an ankle bell. And then he was thinking, whose ankle bell is this? It's so effulgent. And there are all kinds of stones that you cannot see in this world. And then he thought, this must be Srimati Radharani's ankle bell. And when he was thinking like this, Lalita Devi came there.
Nem a eredeti formában,
but not in her original form, but as an elderly lady. And she said, "Hey, this is the ankle bell of my friend. Give it to me." Shyamananda said, "No, I won't give it to you. Who is your friend?" Then she said, "My friend is the owner of this ankle bell. How do I know she's the owner? How do I know she's the owner?"
Nézd, megmondom, ez Srimati Radharani-nak a bokacsengője.
Listen, I'll tell you, this is Srimati Radharani's ankle bell, and she sent me here to get it.
Hát, hogyha te Srimati Radharani is
well, if you
vagy,
know Srimati Radharani, then why you're so old?
Azt mondja, én nem vagyok öreg.
I'm not old. I'm young.
Hát akkor mutasd meg, hogy vagy fiatal.
So then show me how you're young.
És akkor átváltozott Lalita Devi.
And then Lalita Devi changed her form.
Jó, látod, én Lalita Devi.
And said, "See, I'm Lalita Devi."
Lehet.
And Shyamananda said, "Maybe."
De hogyha akarja vissza,
but if she wants, Srimati Radharani wants back her ankle bells, then take me there personally.
Lalita Devi, ahol Srimati Radharani van,
Lalita Devi said that where Srimati Radharani is, you cannot go there. It's not, she's not in a material place.
And
then Shyamananda said, "This is true, but if you are Lalita Devi, then you can take me there."
És akkor elvitte Lalita Devi abba a apakattába.
Then Lalita Devi took him to this apakattába. And there Srimati Radharani was very much pleased with Shyamananda Prabhu.
Akkor ő meg a bokacsengőjét vette, és
and she took her ankle belt and pressed it on his forehead, which creates another kind of tilak, which we're not wearing, but those who are the followers of Shyamananda Prabhu are wearing this. And then there was a big argument between Shyamananda Prabhu and his spiritual master, not Jiva Goswami, but Gauridas Pandit. Now you're wearing a different kind of tilak. You rejected your guru. And Jiva Goswami understood the whole situation, but he didn't interfere with it. But ultimately everything was settled. Gauridas Pandit is Subha. In Krishna's pastime. So there are also these kind of arguments on the transcendental platform. So you went to all these places. So I'll just tell you that little house,
Chitahari
Prabhu's house,
és itten vannak más kettelés helyek hátul, de arra mögöttük.
There are some other pastime places behind the houses, but I'm not going to speak about this in detail.
Házba, ahol én,
and the house where I'm staying,
vakni, az a Radha-Damodar temple.
That's the Radha-Damodar temple.
És mostan, hogy elmentek előtte, ott van egy kis tó, ki,
and now if you walk beside it, then there's a little lake, and there's also Radha-Damodar outside. You can take darshan from the road, because they're outside.
És hát persze ez meg Srila Prabhupádnak is,
and of course,
ugye a Bhajan Kutir,
this is also the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Prabhupada in the Radha Damodar temple.
És akkor, amikor a következő ház,
and the next house,
Sajat Bihari-nak,
the house of Sharad Bihari, is the Samadhi of Jiva Goswami,
és lent Pajta Prabhu,
and then the next down part of Prabhu's and Krishna Kanta's house, that's the Samadhi of Krishna Das Kaviraj
Goswami.
And then we stop on the corner.
Tudom, hogy van valami bot,
and I don't know if there's
a
stick.
Mondtam, ottan a sarkon,
but as I said, on that corner,
nem pont korrekten viselkedtek,
those who haven't behaved correctly during the year, then they can ask one of the devotees of Krishna Valley. Chandradoy is in the kitchen, so he can't do it. I don't know if Krishna Maya is there or not.
But
to beat them, this is an easy way to become liberated. So we'll have kirtan now all the way till we reach there. Should I show something else? Where is Gantoli? Gantoli is here on the other side, just there in the corner. Where is the fruit trees are beginning?
Gantoli
is there.
Itten, Radha és Krishna holy games.
And here Radha and Krishna are playing holy. You will see that there are many places where they are playing holy.
Aztán ottan is van egy Sringasan.
And there is also a Sringasan there. And when they sat there, when Radhisham sat down on the Sringasan, then the gopis tied their clothes from the back. And you know what it means when someone's clothes are tied, that they're married. But they couldn't even move. And then they throw gula. And that's how they were celebrating. And here is also Gulal Kund. Gulal is this color. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here. Because Gopal came down from the top of the hill and he was hiding here when he heard that the Muslims are coming. And there's also a sitting place there of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kirtanozunk körül, és az ászlósok is jöhetnek itt megmunkálni ott a sarkon.
And also the bodies with the plaques can come and we'll stop there on the corner.
Magyarázom, hogy mit történik itten a jobb oldalon,
right
az úton túl,
and
ami meg a
Ramanveti. Which is Ramanveti.
Sisi Várhássám, Szöndör ki!
Jai!
De ahogy mondom, hogy ne menjetek be, csak az útról lehet látni Radha Damodart.
Don't go in, just from the road you can see Radha Ramadar, if you have good eyes, because they're quite small, but they're sitting on the bench and their Sringasan.
Annyi jól van. Nagy bottal.
Azok, akik akarnak egy kis ütést, akkor igen.
So those who would like to have beads, then they can come. Don't hit hard.
Will Pastor give me one?
Thank you. I'm liberated now. Until you're receiving the blessings, you should hear the first well we've dug is up there, and it's called Venukup. Venu means flute, where is the flute well? There's two explanations. One is that when Srimati Radharani was thirsty during the rasa dance, Krishna dug this well for her with his flute. And the other is that this area is Ramanreti, which is the main pastime place of the cowherd boys. And when they were thirsty, then Krishna created this well for them. And that well is up there, the Venukup. This house to the left. Here, this is the Gurudev Bhavan. This is actually the Krishna Balaram Mandir. Where we are worshipping Krishna and Balaram. And in front of it is a tree. And what tree is in front of the Krishna Balaram Mandir?
Tamal
tree. Srila Prabhupada said that under the tamal tree there Radha and Krishna meet. And where you see the green flag, that's the Krishna Balaram tree. Partaprabhu will manifest this tree here. It will be a black tree or a dark tree and a light tree combined. And devotees worship this tree as Krishna and Balaram. In Vrindavan there are a few of these trees. Sometimes they are worshipped as Radhishyam, and sometimes as Krishna and Balaram. And then the Hungarian flag behind the green, we will put a, what is this thing from where they feed the birds? Oh, house.
Bird feeder.
There's a place that's always full of birds, parrots, and all kind of other birds. Because there Krishna is feeding the birds. Once there was a sadhu living there. And Srimati Radharani in his dream told him that the birds are hungry. The sadhu didn't have anything to eat for himself, so he didn't know how he will feed the birds. He didn't know what to do. Next day he went out to beg. He got two chapatis, he broke one up and fed the birds with it. In the evening again he had a dream. And he said, don't just feed a few birds, feed all the birds. And then he said that even if I give all my chapatis, it won't be enough. And next day when he woke up, there was a huge bag of grains outside his door.
akkor minden reggel csak magától ott volt egy ilyen nagy.
And since then, every morning, as long as this sadhu was living, there was about 30 kgs of grain outside his door every day, and he was feeding the birds with this. But his disciples weren't so pure. They had to beg for the grains or buy to feed the birds. So that's the place where we can do seva to the birds. Those two boys with the flags can come back. Here you can see this red flag here. This is a very famous place, Rajaraj Kun. Is Gajendra in the 8th canto of the Bhagavatam? What's the name of this mountain? The Trikuta Mountain. And beside it was a beautiful lake. So its original form is here in Vrindavan. And the elephant Gajendra was here, who was attacked by a crocodile, and he didn't know how to save himself. And then he reached for a lotus flower, picked it up with his trunk, and offered this lotus flower to the Lord and prayed to be saved. So Srila Prabhupada gives this example that we're also struggling with Maya Devi, who is like a crocodile. But if we take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, he will protect us. So in this place, we can pray for the mercy of Krishna, and we'll also receive it like Gajendra did. We don't see Mohan here from where we are standing. Jari Mandala is there in the corner. It's on the other side of Raman Reti. And there is a tree. Here he was massaging Radharani's feet. And then he was carrying her. And there he put her down and then he disappeared. And that's the place where he disappeared.
És ez a mese az, hogy Isten Jaru, az azt jelenti, hogy söpör. Isten szokták mindig söpörni azt a helyet.
The place was always sweeped, because that was the place where Krishna left Srimati Radharani.
De a szomszédban volt egy öreg hölgy.
But in the neighborhood there was an elderly lady. Who lived from grinding the grains and gave it to the devotees. But the devotees were trying to hear the Bhagavatam and they always heard this. So one day Krishna came there and he put his feet on this grinder. And the old lady said, "Now how I will live if I can't grind the grains?"
And
And then Krishna said, now I have my footprint on this stone, so you just have to sit here, and everybody will come here just to see my footprint. And then just sit here and don't make any noise so that others can hear the Bhagavatam class. So we hope we can make it there.
Itten Brahmachari Ashram Mat in a mi jobb oldalunkon.
Here on the right side of the Brahmachari Ashram.
Brahmachari nem az a Katyayani.
Is the place of Katyayani, but this is not the Katyayani, the small gopis we are worshipping.
Amikor Guru Vishnu vagy amikor Sati felégett
a testet. When Sati burned herself.
Haja ide esett.
Her hair fell here. And it was worshipped here. And the other Ligopis come here to worship Katyayani. So that they are dear to Krishna. Rupa Goswami calls this place Bhadrakali Tirtha. And the pastime that takes place there is described in Vidagdha Madhava. The Brahmachari Ashram is Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, a very sacred place. But it's not so easily attainable. And the trees beside it are called Garvan. In Vrindavan, even now some sadhus live here. They only wear kopin. Their body is always covered with the dust of Braja. And they live exactly as the Goswamis lived 500 years ago. So if there is not enough room in the ashram, then devotees can move out and live under the trees. And just in the corner, somewhat further down, is Gyana Gudri. The yellow flag is Brahmakund. But about this place we can read in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the third canto. Because here there's also a banyan tree, and this is where Uddhava met Vidura. And it was here that Vidura heard that he was the last person Krishna thought about before leaving the world. Prayag Tirtha is also here. Prayag Raj is also the main holy place. This is close to the river of the bank of the Yamuna. In the form of a black horse. Black horse because there was so much sin. The black horse bathed in the river and turned into a white horse and then went back to Prayag. And the last place we'll be speaking about. And then we will go there. Now, as I said, there are many places. Maybe we have to pick some. So, the yellow flag is Brahmakund. Now in Boma Vrindavan it's completely dried up. But this is the place where after Lord Brahma stole the cowherd boys and the calves, this is the place where he was offering prayers to Lord Krishna. And these prayers you can read in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto. Is it the 14th chapter?
Yes.
Bilba Mangala Thakur was living here for 800 years. He was living in Boma Vrindavan and then he moved here. And this is where Rupa Goswami found Vrindadevi. When we make the kund, this is the crying, the tears of Lord Brahma. There are many kunds around it. Anyone who takes bath here, if they want, then they can immediately go to Gandharva Loka. But if one leaves his body with great determination, they can reach Krishna Loka. There's a festival called Sanjit. They decorate everything with cow dung and flowers. And when Krishna is playing this, they come here to collect the flowers. And generally devotees are always performing kirtan here. And then this place is Nanda Bhavan. This I've already mentioned. Everyone got the blessing of the stick. This house is the house of the cook and the musician. This is the Samadhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati. Who is one of the Ashtasakis in Krishna Lilas, one of the eight gopis. Who is famous of dancing and singing. Let's see who is who. So I'll just say the houses. And then let me tell you the places. As I said, here is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Samadhi, respected here. Maybe we can put this something small outside, and whenever devotees come here, they can offer their respects. The pink house. Atula Krishna's house is the Samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The next, Sanatan's house. And Shyamasundari's. That's the Samadhi of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Here in this bigger area, there are two kunds here. One on this side is called Gandokar, and the other side is Gadokar Kund. As I said, Balaram plays here, he stands here, Krishna on the other side, and they're playing the ball. This is a playground for the cowherd boys. One place I didn't mention, just there on the left corner of Raman Reti, Mohan Ter is there. Mohan Ter is the place where when Cupido saw Krishna in the Rasa dance, the Cupid, and he saw that the most beautiful ladies in the universe were with him, but they were not affected at all by any kind of lust or material desire, and he put his bow and arrow down, and he surrendered to Krishna. So this is where Mohan or Cupid is conquered. It's a good place for everyone to go there and take shelter from the arrows of Cupid. I mentioned Gopal Bhatta Goswami's. And who is the next house?
Sonar
Guranga's house. And Sevita's. That's the Banka Bihari temple. And on the right side, the first house, it's Madhu Pandit Samadhi. Sundar Gopal's house. And the next one is the Radha Gopinath. That's where Shyama Sundar becomes Gopinath. And then the Garzon. Short has the row of apartments. They want to know which one's whose. First one is Radha Gokulananda. Second, Narottam Das Thakur Samadhi. The third, Lokanath Goswami Samadhi. Fourth, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Samadhi. Fifth is Vamsi Gopal Temple. And the last is Ganganarayan Chakravarti Samadhi. And the last one is Radha Krishna's house. That's the resting place of Lord Nityananda when he came to Vrindavan, when he was living in Vrindavan. Did we miss out any houses? Radha Kanta Prabhu's house we didn't mention.
Across the street from Radha Krishna. It's like a single apartment. What's that, Jimmy?
He didn't say across, he just said on
this side. Did he get down there?
He went down on this side.
He didn't say.
Radha Kantas is the Radha Balaba temple. And Sundar Gopal is Madhu Pandit Samadhi. And then there's Mahajan's house, where there are 64 samadhis. This is in front of the Govindaji temple. All the 64 samadhis of the 64 Mahajans are there. And then there's the Garzon, the first Garzon. It's very complicated with these papers. So the first Garzon, down on the left side Is that Lila Shuka? That's Lila Shuka Prabhu's flat. That's Srinivas Acharya Samadhi. On the right, Radha Kund's place is Ramachandra Kaviraj, which means Narottam Das Thakur, we always come here. Up on the left side, that's Braj Mandala Prabhu's and Rukmini Krishna. There's Hemalata Thakurani Samadhi. And on the right side, is Gauridas Pandit. Another place is missing. In the other Garzon, from here down is Manoram Prabhu's place. That's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Samadhi. In the back is the Samadhi of Raj Birhambir, the king who had a Vaishnav empire. Up on this side is Ganesham. That's Bhugarbha Goswami Samadhi. And in the back is Gopal Guru Goswami's. And Lalita Mohan's house we didn't mention. And Jagat Kirti's house. Lalita Mohan's house is... And Premamoy's house we didn't mention. That's Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, Premamoy's house. The page house is Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, Premamoy's Radha Gopinath. And Lalita Mohan's is the resting place in Vrindavan of Lord Chaitanya. What's the time? It's 12:30. So briefly we will mention the places here in town. And then we'll turn down to the Yamuna. There are many places here. The time is somewhat limiting us. We would like to go down to the Yamuna. There's some shade there. At least some. And we'll speak about more pastime places there. So we should lift the deities, start a kirtan, and we're going down.